Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Temple reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple tags and scores. Pearsall tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Essigian reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields the ball and throws to DeLock covering. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Malzone. Francona goes all the way around to score. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Held reaches second base with a double. Romano goes all the way around to score. Held moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Held scores. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hardy. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive to left field. Essien throws towards first. Francona fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Francona. Hardy moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Ike Deluc. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hardy moves to third. Button moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Galen Sisco now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger throws the ball into Runnels, who tags Essien trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kirkland moves to third. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hardy. Romano reaches second base with a double. Kirkland scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Held moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirtz moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz scores. Pagliarani moves to third. Hardy moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagliarani scores. Hardy scores. Green moves to second. It's 8-5, Indians. Bob Allen now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Muffet now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland strikes out. There goes Francona. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Essigian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Wirtz moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirtz scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 8-7, Indians. Frank Funk now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Hardy moves to third. Button moves to second. It's Red Sox, 8, Indians, 8. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hardy scores. Button moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-4 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Dillard pinch hits for Frank Funk. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Temple bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-10, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-10, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani scores. It's 12-11, Indians. Bobby Locke now pitching. Valmy Thomas now catching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 11. The Indians will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Essigian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kirkland moves to third. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held is walked intentionally. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 11. the Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Geiger trying to get to third. Pearsall throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Geiger for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 11. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.